The number of bears as well as the number of people out on the landscape have just really tremendously increased over the past couple decades. So just the encounter rate between bears and humans is going to be greater. There are more people out camping, and so that just means if just by probability there are going to be people leaving trash out, leaving coolers out, or food in their cars, even food or wrappers in their tents, and all of those things can attract bears.
Can a bear pass that knowledge down to its cubs? I mean, is bear behavior changing because the population of people going into the wilderness is getting bigger?
We don't really know whether it's that bear behavior per se is changing or that just the opportunities for them to forage on human foods has increased. As far as, say, like a sow passing on that sort of foraging behavior to its cubs, it's unknown, but anecdotally we hear of things like the cubs going in to small entryways to gain access to the food while the sow waits outside. But on the other hand, some studies done had shown that the cubs didn't necessarily follow the same foraging patterns that the mother raised it with. So their behavior can be very plastic, and probably they respond a lot to just what's available on the landscape.
The bear population in Colorado is also increasing, you said.
Yeah, the bear population has increased probably over the last few decades, and that's been due to the ban on poisons as well as the decline in sheep herding, where sheep herders often will kill bears that come into their camps if they're going after sheep.
How big is the black bear population in Colorado right now?
Colorado's bear population is estimated at about 16,000 to 18,000 statewide.
Is the bear population getting too big for the state, and what's being done about that?
In the past 3 years, we've really increased bear licenses in this area to try to start to curb the bear population and just to provide opportunities for hunters. Whether that will have any impact on the human conflicts is probably unlikely, because as long as there's human foods available, some bears are going to come into town to look for food, and they're going to come into conflict with people. So we as an agency can do certain things to try to reduce the bear population, but we really need the residents in the community to really make sure that they clean up.
So what do people need to be thinking about?
For residents, they need to keep their trash stored away. When they put their trash out, to make sure that they're using a bear-proof container that can be locked and secured. They should definitely keep windows and doors locked. Bears can learn how to open doors, so keep all those doors locked.
Julie, thank you.
Thanks.